It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 420. I am joined by Brock McGinnis, Cassie Berger, and Jim Chichetta talking about security policies. Jim Chichetta shares the various security measures in place to help protect people in a variety of dangerous situations.
We do a lot of work building in-house IPTV systems, television distribution systems, digital signage systems. We just finished last week an installation at Paramount Pictures, lighting up their whole lot with DirecTV, moving stage feeds around the campus. And we have a secondary phase to the system where we're going to integrate EAS or emergency alert systems. So maybe more of a preventative measure to, you know, so people can evacuate a facility, a public facility. Nowadays, every management company, building owner, landlord, they're all concerned of an active shooter on campus. What do we do? What are the procedures? So the television system can be an important piece of alerting the general public or alerting your employees. We've done work with casinos, so it's more of a public announcement. So you have members of the public in your casino that need to evacuate versus on the enterprise side, where it's more about employees and alerting them to evacuate. On the broadcast side, the communication systems are usually more critical. If on the AV side, if somebody's conference room projector goes out, business is not going to stop. But if a broadcaster where the show is the main source of revenue, you want everything, dual redundant, triple redundant, quadruple redundant. An example that comes to mind is the Super Bowl in 2013, where they lost part of the lighting due to an electrical outage in the stadium. And the game had to be halted. The field wasn't properly lit. The broadcasters lost. I think they had only one camera on. So that was a major disaster. And the question was if a faulty relay, I believe, was blamed on that. So the electric company pointed at the stadium owner for doing something wrong. The stadium pointed at the local power authority. Well, why did you put the wrong relay in or a faulty relay? But someone should have had backup generators. There should have been event power. This, Brock. I'm sure you have Caterpillar or somebody with multiple
trucks and trucks. Yeah,
exactly. Generators need to be there, and you would think that would be out of the purview of the broadcaster. But if you don't have any electricity, you're going to be knocked off the air. So I always ask my customers, how important is this television transmission? Or a bit of Asian, we move video from point A to point B. So are you the primary rights holder? If this video goes down for 3 minutes, what is that going to cost you? Well, we're charging $4 million per minute for advertising. So I guess if we go down for 4 minutes, that's $8 million. So then maybe dual, triple, quadruple redundancy on all aspects, power, connectivity, communications, even personnel, makes sense.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.